Amen. I picked that one because that was one of some of our youth in our North Carolina conference that were at a gathering, and that group was there. And it reminds us, how many of y'all have ever been that excited about seeing Christ the Lord is risen today? We need to be, and when we sing things from time to time, we need to be worshipful and praising, whether it be happy like that or jumping around. All songs do not cause for us to jump. We know that. But it also does cause for us to be a little happy once in a while. Our scripture this morning comes from 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 12 through 20. Glorifying God in body and spirit. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is meant not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us by His power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I therefore take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that whoever is united to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is said, the two become one flesh. But anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with Him. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself. Or do you not know that your body is a temple? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought by a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God.